Hello and good Wednesday to you. I'm Stacey Elgin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Democratic Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama each won a primary yesterday, but Obama managed to increase his lead. He's now less than 200 delegates from clinching the presidential nomination. Another big challenge facing Clinton is cash. Aides say she's loaned her campaign over $6 million in the last month. Former Democratic presidential nominee George McGovern is calling on Clinton to drop out of the race. He was an early Clinton supporter, but now he's backing Obama. The former South Dakota senator says Clinton will remain an influential voice in the American future, but it's time to throw in the towel. Both Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill, worked on McGovern's failed 1972 presidential campaign. Well, aid is starting to trickle in for people who survived a cyclone that may have killed more than 22,000 people. International aid agencies began distributing supplies in Myanmar today. They say it's going slowly because the military government isn't delaying international workers' visas. The UN is concerned about possible outbreaks of diseases like malaria. For only the third time since the fall of communism, Russia has inaugurated a new president. Dmitry Medvedev was sworn in at a ceremony in Moscow today. There are questions, though, whether he'll have any power. Some believe his predecessor, Vladimir Putin, will keep pulling strings behind the scenes. Within 2 hours of his swearing in, Medvedev nominated Putin to be prime minister. Well, a New Jersey cab driver who found a 285-year-old violin in his back seat was treated to a big thank you concert. Grammy-nominated violinist Felipe Quint played for free at a Newark airport taxi stand yesterday. He accidentally left the violin in the taxi on a ride from the airport last month. The instrument is worth about $4 million. Well, that's a look at the latest headlines for you this hour. Do be sure to stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day. Thanks for watching.